Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Kentucky farmer placed third in the National Corn Growers Yield non-irrigated category this year. Union County farmer Jason Greenwell, who owns and operates Greenway Farms with his brothers, will receive the award at the Commodity Conference in Orlando, Florida in February.
It was a channel brand, 218. Our overall yield was around 197. Our total yield over approximately 3,800 and something acres of corn.
Greenwell says he was excited to learn that he took third place.
It was pretty impressive. I was a little shocked. I didn't expect it, but it was there. So, you know, when you get that kind of yield, you're pretty excited.
He adds the overall corn crop turned out well this year, although it wasn't their best crop.
Non-irrigated, yes, over our whole crop, and was an excellent yield. And it was probably our fourth best yield total in our history. So we've done better before total overall, but We've never had a over 300 bushel, you know, in a plot before. This is the first time we've ever gone over 300.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Union County farmer Jason Greenwell says their farm operation is traditionally row crop.
Corn, soybeans, wheat sometimes. It's a family-operated farm. I have two brothers and myself that farm, and we've been farming since we created Green Wakers in 1986 is when we created it, which we farmed, you know, before that, but that's when we created Green Wakers in 1986.
He says they were expecting a good crop last year based on the growing season, but were still surprised by the overall yield.
Now, I was expecting over 200. We kind of fell off right at the tail end of our crop. You know, it just wasn't quite as good. It was a little later crop and not as good a ground. So, you know, but I was still well pleased with that. Going into the crop year, I didn't even think I'd get close. I was thinking I was more in the 170, 180 range.
Greenwell was recognized for his winning yield last week at the Kentucky Commodity Conference in Bowling Green. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.